The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
Rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You are listening to ACH. I am Andy, your host, and today I'm delighted to have a returning guest, someone who's done so much for the alternative media. She was regarded as one of the best show hosts out there by the late Michael Collins Piper. She continues to be one to this day. She is, of course, Deanna Spingola. I'm going to bring her up right now. Deanna, are you with me?
I am. Thank you for inviting me.
It's great to have you on, and folks, I would have Deanna on a lot more often if it wasn't for the problems with our times. There's an 8-hour differential, and it's very difficult to sync up and get these shows done, so I'm delighted to be able to get Deanna at this time. And before we jump into the show, we don't know exactly what directions we're going to go in, but can you please let the audience know where they can get your work? And I understand, of course, you are on RBN every Saturday. I believe you have a 3-hour show. So if you could give people the times of that, and I understand people can call into that. And also you've got a website that people can download your archives, and your main website as well. Just give people the contact details there, please.
Sure. My website is spingola.com, and I post my audio files there. I also have a Twitter account, which is where I post anything social media involved.
And you have SpingolaSpeaks.net, do you, that also are
covered? Oh, yes, yes. That is run by a friend of mine. And and then I have ScreeningSandyHook.net.
And what time does your show go out on a Saturday?
It's on from 3 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Excellent. So 3 to 6 p.m. Central, folks. So you check that out for where that is, where you are in the world. What we're going to do, of course, the main topic at the moment is coronavirus. And I know that some of the people out there are developing fatigue to this, but the story is changing every day. Now, yesterday I had Dr. Jim Salem from the Australia First Party, and I played him a clip of a David Goldberg speech. And the circumstances to this, if those of you out there who are not familiar, a guy called David Goldberg, he claimed to have classified documents from the White House. And in June last year, he put out a presentation, about 22 minutes. That presentation was on YouTube for a while. I looked it up recently. It had been taken down. But he does have a website, or rather the friends of David Goldberg, because shortly after he put that out, he was killed. And when I initially broadcast the whole speech with Frederick C. Blackburn, the full 22 minutes, we only really had the virus out there. And he was talking about, you know, that they'll use a virus in 2020. And now that we've seen a few weeks later the other revelations that he mentioned coming to pass, this was why I played that extract for Jim yesterday. But Deanna hasn't heard this speech either. So on that basis, I spoke to Deanna before the show and asked her if she'd like to hear it. And so we're going to do it again today because I'd really like to hear Deanna's feedback on it, because this is an issue, of course, that she's been looking at herself. And I want to see what her views are on this speech. So, Deanna, I'm just going to play this for you now. So I'll mute us both and here we go.
I have given my friends copies of all of these. I have stored them in different places. I have a dead man switch in case something were to happen to me. So I've done my best to prepare because I feel like this is getting very serious. I mean, the documents they show me are terrifying. The plan that they have in place. I would expect they have this plan of gatekeeping and tracking people, but they're going to take it to a new level with Project Zephyr. They're going to take it to a new level. They're going to exterminate these people. One by one. Through the blackouts. I mean, it says in the classified documents they're planning to pick them up. They're just going to physically pick them up. They're also going to use all kinds of other means to eliminate them. Not just the high-value targets are going to be picked up. The lower value targets will be given viruses, targeted viruses, that activate either right away or over time. They don't want it to be too obvious that all of a sudden a whole bunch of Americans get sick. Of course, there will be official stories in the news media. Okay, there's a flu outbreak, which indicates to me this will probably happen in winter. Not this winter, but possibly the winter of 2020, 2021. From what I'm reading from the documents, that is the timeline. It is not specific, but that is where I feel it's going to be. Because they want to do a flu outbreak. And it will make sense in winter, and people won't question it. They have to eliminate a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people, high value of targets. It's going to be so many people that disappear that people will ask questions. So they have their cover stories, and they're getting them ready, and they got them in place. If this were a few hundred thousand people, they could do it, but it is millions and millions of Americans that they want to eliminate. I think it's 15 million. Based on what I'm reading in these documents and some of the numbers they've used, which has not been totally specific about it, but it looks like 15 million, but it could even be more. They want to eliminate them completely, completely, because it's becoming a problem, and it has been a problem for a few years, and this is their solution to it. In addition to that, they want the world government, they want all of these plans to move forward. They cannot have opposition, because the things that are going to happen are going to be very, very radical. You're going to see the dissolution of the United States of America. You're going to see world leaders and the media endorsing something that is so crazy, and that is the dissolution of the United States of America and the endorsement of a world government seated in Israel. A lot of Americans aren't going to accept that, but they have to eliminate the people who are going to call out what's really going on. From my reading of the documents, how they're going to roll all of this out and justify the dissolution of the United States and many other countries as well. It appears their plan is to do all countries at once. It's going to be under the cover of financial collapse. Well, we have to do the world government. We're all going to die because the financial system is broken down. That is something that is talked about in the classified documents. That ultimately will be the cover story after they do the purge and eliminate the dissidents, the people who are woken up to Zionism. There will be a total financial meltdown, and they will say, look, we have to do the world government. We have to come together. We have to create this new currency. We have no choice. The chaos is too serious. It will be probably 6 months of complete financial chaos. Food shortages, rise in crime, many, many people die. Millions and millions of people will also die from this. And then they will justify it and say, look, we have to do the world government. So that is what's going on.
There you go. I mean, shocking words, Deanna, when you think that this was put out in June of last year, shortly before this guy was killed, and how much of what he said about they're going to do this in all the world at once. And we've never seen anything like this. And suddenly we're seeing all these lockdowns around the world at once. And the other thing I'd throw out about this coronavirus, when he said about a cover story, well, we know about their, how can I put it, DNA-specific bioweapons, where they've got weapons that will attack certain racial DNA. So there's no telling that what they unleashed on Wuhan, for example, is going to be the same as what they unleash in America, or what they unleash in the UK, or what they unleash in Italy. The powers that be will just tell you it's all the same disease, but it might be different strains. But these might all be specific bioweapons targeted at specific races of people. There could be a different one for Iran, for example. So what are your initial thoughts upon hearing that for the first time?
It sounds very believable. I certainly wouldn't discredit anything he said. And for quite some time, I have told people they should not be taking these DNA tests through various websites, Ancestry, or there's plenty, there's lots of websites that say just find out your background. And I think, why would anybody resort to that? Why would anybody want to put themselves into a database that shows their heritage, their ethnic heritage? I can't understand why anybody would do that. Now, it used to be for genealogical purposes, but I no longer believe that at all. Not in the least. So I do believe that it's so people can be targeted. And, wow. It's amazing. And as I look at the COVID-19, the coronavirus, I've read a lot about it. I've had various guests on my program who have talked about it. I just got an email. Well, actually, it was an email that was sent out on the 16th by Ron Paul, who is a doctor. And he's, the name of the article is The Coronavirus Hoax. And it starts out, governments love crises because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. After 9/11, for example, Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security. And we know that Rahm Emanuel, I can't quote him directly, but he said we should never let a crisis go unused, that it should be used to implement things that we could not have done before. I'll have to find that exact quote, but oh my gosh, this is amazing. And like I indicated, I have had guests on the program who have said, well, it is a real virus. And then I've had recently had a person on the program talking about homelessness, and which is an economic situation where it was started by the outsourcing of labor to China and to other places where corporations could hire cheap labor and didn't have to pay them as much. So you're finding that while China, for instance, is moving ahead and progressing and building. And it's amazing when you visit China, you see all of these companies, these corporations are all very visible over there. And then they're no longer working here. They're no longer producing in this country. So it hasn't been all of a sudden. It's been a gradual thing with our economy. And of course, the more homelessness you see, the more you understand that people have lost their jobs. They've lost their homes. They've lost their savings. They've lost everything because of this outsourcing. Yeah. And although the politicians are aware of the homelessness, they're not saying why it has happened. They're not admitting the reason that it's happening.
I think it's the thing about the homelessness thing. I mean, if we, I want to reiterate the point I made that, folks, we don't know if all these viruses unleashed on different nations are the same one. So don't read into that. Obviously, this speech has hit me quite hard. Otherwise, I wouldn't have broadcast it 2 days in a row and broadcast the whole thing a month ago. And folks, you can get the whole thing in the post for this show. Go to andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com and look up for the show with Deanna on the front page, number 1215. There'll be a link to a Friends of David Goldberg website that still has the speech. You have to scroll down. There's some big sort of black screen that looks a bit like a YouTube, but you can play it on there. But the original YouTube link that I had has, funnily enough, since been taken down. So that's the only place I'm aware of that you can get it. And it's well worth a listen. I'll get it over to Deanna later today as well, because, you know, we don't want to go down conspiratorial routes, but when a guy comes up with so many, if you like, outlandish claims, I mean, the idea of someone claiming that they were going to attack every country all at once and it would be visible with food shortages, a virus, and, you know, the sort of lockdowns that we're seeing that you would see in those sorts of situations, he must be a real soothsayer to be able to come up with something like that unless he had some evidence. So that's why I've really jumped on that. People have wanted all of us in the alternative media to try and, you know, stake a particular position on the coronavirus, which I feel is difficult to do, because some people are saying the whole thing is a hoax and some people are saying it's a real disease and, you know, some people are saying, yeah, but you can get over it, and there's all different things. I think that we've not got enough evidence out there yet to see exactly what the coronavirus is as it applies to where you live around the world. So with that being said, what's important as well, and Deanna and I were speaking before the show, I know someone who had cancer twice in their lives, one when their mother died and the next time about 20 years later when their husband died. And on both occasions, of course, that's a very traumatic experience. And I firmly believe that it was stress that allowed that disease to spread. And I believe had that stress not been there, that you're not so susceptible to disease. So whilst I suggest that we all, you know, eat a good diet and take supplements and what have you, don't allow yourself to be scared by all this stuff. You're aware of the material and just say to yourself that you need to prepare and don't get carried away with the fear. Because if you do, you could actually make yourself ill, because I believe, certainly from what I've seen, that stress is a major contributing factor in any sort of disease. And that's why a lot of these elderly people are dying, because their immune systems are lower and they're more susceptible to the stress caused by the fear put out by the mainstream media. What's your view on that, Deanna? Have you got any other, excuse me, suggestions for how the people can maintain good health and high spirits in current circumstances?
Well, I, for the last, 2 years, since I had a hospital stay in mid-2018, and before I ever left the hospital, I decided and I had been under a great deal of stress, but I had decided that I was going to take complete control of my health. And I had always tried to eat healthy, take supplements, do tinctures, use herbs and all that. But if you have a lot of stress in your life, it can take a toll on your health, which it did. Excuse me. I sound like I have a cold. It's because I still do have some issues related to that situation that I had. But I'm getting better, so much better, because of what I have been doing since mid-2018. Excuse me. I've been practicing what is called energy medicine. And I really, really believe that had I not taken the classes that I've taken, and I've taken a lot of classes, I would not be alive today. And I owe my recovery to energy medicine. And because, well, it was just a very serious situation I was involved with. let me share the Rahm Emanuel. Before I continue, let me share Rahm Emanuel's statement. You never let a serious crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before. And he said this years ago. It's been quite some time. And that's his... that's his theory, and that, and it works. Because when people are in a panic mode, a crisis mode, they are going to accept things. As mentioned, the Patriot Act after 9/11 and so many other things. And, anyway, getting back to, having a crisis. Or a health crisis. I was in the hospital, with, a lot of things. One of which was, a collapsed lung, which I walked around with for 5 days without realizing what had happened. I had pneumonia, IBS, PTSD, you name it, I had it. And, it was due to living under a great deal of stress. And, stress will make you incredibly ill. It will do you in. It will kill you. And, so you have to figure out a way or learn a way that you can use the available energy around you and, be able to heal yourself. Now I know I sound terrible. Mornings aren't always the best for me. And, I got up pretty early today. Well, I get up early every day. But people have got to learn how to relax, how to implement relaxation techniques in their own way using the methods that I have learned. And I've taken so many classes and have become certified in a lot of things, which I am so grateful for. And I've also been able to help some other people, and it's just a fabulous thing to do. I think, really, had I not taken up the practice of energy medicine, had I not learned anything about it, I wouldn't be here.
What exactly is energy medicine? How would you best describe it? Is it something that people can pick up by an explanation on this show, or do they need to delve deeper together?
When you first hear the term energy medicine, you figure, gosh, what is that? See, we are all latticework of energy. Everything is energy. Everything. It's like, we have radio frequencies, and we have other things that are around us that like radio and well, the bad energy, EMFs, and there's a lot of bad energy out there from cell phone use, from 5G is coming into play. There's a lot of really bad energy out there that is caused, even electricity. When they first introduced electricity into the world, people became sick. Some people became sick, because, of the way that it was distributed. And, if you go back to Tesla, he wanted to make energy free to everyone because it is free. But then corporations came in, they harnessed the energy, and now they sell it to us, make us pay for something that is free. It is something like the public airways. It used to be that there were 87, 88 different entities that control the media. Now we're down to 5, so that the media is now more controlled, which of course goes along with the recording that you shared, is that people will all get the same information. They will all be frightened about the same things, but energy medicine is about a lot of things. It is it's really hard to explain because there's so many things that are involved. And like I say, it took me a very long time to learn it. I just finished a year with learning energy medicine from one particular the main source that I've been studying under. I took an EFT class. I've taken many classes, and I believe that all of it works together, and it's just a wonderful experience to learn and to try to understand it and use it for yourself and for others.
Go ahead. Ian. I was just going to say, no, that's very interesting information. Is there anywhere online that you can think of off the top of your head where people could start off looking into this? Any online sources where people could learn about it?
Well, it's really interesting that when I first, when I first heard about energy medicine and learned about this one class that is a year-long class, I looked up to see where these classes were being held, and then I thought, gosh, I don't want to travel to to Europe to find a class. And so I thought, well, I wonder if anything is in Illinois. And believe it or not, one of these classes, or this class, it's called the Foundations class, was 4 miles away from me.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that is absolutely amazing that it's just 4 hours away. I meant 4 miles away. And I signed up in the very last couple of days that it was open for signing up. Excuse me. And I live in the Chicago suburbs, and they had people from all over, including other countries, fly in to take this class. And here it was. It's actually 3.9 miles away, which is an amazing thing to me that, my gosh, this is fabulous that it is so close to me. How lucky could a person possibly be? And before I even got out of the hospital, I started reading about the Buteyko method of breathing, which is very, very important. And it's just a way of breathing. For instance, you're supposed to breathe through your nose and not your mouth. You don't eat through your nose, and you shouldn't breathe through your mouth. Because when you breathe through your mouth, there's no filtering system. And so what you're doing is taking in a lot of garbage, and it settles in your lungs, and you can get some lung problems. When you breathe through your nose has a filter. It warms the air. And so when you breathe through your nose, it filters things. And so you're not liable to end up with COPD or asthma or a lot of other things that people are suffering from. And it's very unfortunate that people have this problem. When I watch TV, if I watch TV, I think, oh my gosh, they show people on TV breathing through their mouth. And I visited a doctor right after I got out of the hospital, and he said, oh, it doesn't make any difference whether you breathe through your nose or through your mouth. I'm thinking, it really does. It really does make a difference. And it's just anyway, so I took this Buteyko breathing class. Then I took a 9-week course from Dr. Joe Dispenza, and it's a fabulous course. He teaches you how to meditate, and he teaches people how to think differently. And it was a 9-week class. And then I took a certification class in EFT. EFT is Emotional Freedom Techniques, which you use your heart beats. And so when you use, when you tap certain areas of your body, it coordinates with that heartbeat so that you can unlearn some automatic emotional things, feelings that you previously, that previously caused you a great deal of stress. If you have habits that you wish to break, or memories that you wish to avoid or to overcome, then emotional freedom techniques are wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So I took a class in that, and people probably have heard of Reiki. I became a certified Reiki master, not once, but twice. And then, as I indicated, I just completed the first year of an energy medicine class that was 3.9 miles from my home. I took that class. And I just completed another course called Escaping Alzheimer's, which is something that is attacking or hurting a lot of people. And there are different sources for Alzheimer's, different reasons that people get Alzheimer's. And in fact, there's some suggest there's 13 different styles of Alzheimer's. Some people refer to it as type 3 diabetes, because it attacks your brain. And so it's very important to understand some of the things that seem to be growing. And well, all of your diseases, whether you're talking diabetes, whether you're talking about a lot of diseases are caused by stress, by lifestyle choices that people make. just not drinking sufficient amounts of water. Your body is 70% water. It's not 70% Diet Coke or 70% tomato juice or whatever. If you can't paint your wall with it or clean your wall with, say you're addicted to tomato juice, if you can't clean your wall with it, you shouldn't use it as part of your hydration. It should be water, okay? Water. You should drink 2 quarts of water a day. There are people who are severely dehydrated because they drink no water, and they think, oh, I drink enough coffee or some other product. But coffee is a diuretic. So you really do have to make lifestyle changes in order to change the energy in your body. And there are ways using energy medicine where you can literally just know exactly which organs are involved in what is bothering you, what is really impacting you. Do you have a bad liver? Are your kidneys bad? There are 100 different places in your body which energy medicine also includes acupressure. It's not like acupuncture, but it works on the same principle. Instead of inserting needles, you apply pressure. There are 100 different acupressure points on a person's body that can help with a backache. There are different, you have several systems in your body. You have your blood system, which is circulated by your heart, your lymph system, which has no circulation at all. So in order to get your lymph circulating, then you do what is called tracing your meridians. You work on the glands and the different, there are 9 different energy systems in your body, and it's just amazing. You know, you have your blood circulation, which of course is your heart circulates your blood. Your lymph doesn't get circulated, but if you tap in certain places or just do the tapping that is involved in the energy medicine, then you get your lymph moving by tracing your meridians, which is you have several meridians. You have 14 meridians. 4 of them are called radiant circuits. Anyway, it's just very involved, and the year-long class that I took was very intense, and we had to go through a written exam, classes that we attended and practiced, and then you had to go through a demonstration, and it's a 2-year class, and I am already enrolled for the second year. And it's just a wonderful way of getting your body to work with nature. It's a natural healing process that has been around for 5,000 years. The Chinese used these methods, as well as other places, India and several other places, have used these methods for years and years. I also believe in earthing, which is grounding yourself so that that your feet are grounded. It used to be that shoes were made with a leather sole. You can't find a leather-soled shoe anywhere. I have one pair that I've had for years and years that I bought in Spain. But if you are not grounded, for instance, I have my bare feet on a grounding pad right now. It's called earthing, which I also do a lot of, and which we talk about in the energy medicine class, that you have to be grounded. You have to have a distinct connection to the earth. And if you don't have that distinct connection to the earth, which is the energy, and this energy comes from above, and it comes from the earth, yin and yang. So it's just, it's very involved, and it does take a class, or at least somebody that's a practitioner that can help you to get over some of the diseases that people suffer.
Thank you, Deanna.
And as I said, I would not be alive today had I not done what I did. I would have been dead long ago.
Well, there you go, folks.
From stress.
Yeah, so check out energy medicine and find that in your area and the other different areas that Deanna has mentioned. Very interesting, natural health information there. We've only got just under 10 minutes left. So, of course, coronavirus is the big news. You're over in Chicago, you were saying. What are you seeing? What are the effects of coronavirus that you're seeing? Because a lot of people are saying that they're not seeing any people actually ill, but what they are noticing is that the grocery stores are bare, their restaurants and bars are closing down, some people are being ordered to stay in their properties. How's it affecting you where you are at the moment, what you've seen, Deanna?
I think what is affecting people the most is fear of the COVID-19. And people are afraid to venture out. People are doing a lot of hoarding. The grocery stores, there are fights at the grocery stores over tissue paper. In fact, I have one video, the tissue paper apocalypse, where people are, that they can download on my website or via one of my radio programs. It's terrible. You really find out what how people feel about each other, and the a lot of the places that people used to be able to go, you know, you can no longer visit. There are people who residents in the area that have people in nursing homes and other places that they are now not allowed to go into, which affects the older population. They are not able to see their families. As you mentioned, restaurants are closed. Just any place where people could gather and perhaps talk about this are closed. So you don't have the social interaction. You do have it on, I guess, on Facebook and places like that. But I think that people need each other. They need to be able to chat, to visit, and to not feel so afraid that they're beating people up at the grocery store over a package of toilet paper. And that's what we have going on. It's terrible. It really is terrible. And yet people don't know what they don't know. In other words, there's testing for it, but what does the test involve? If you listen to, for instance, Dr. Daniels, she goes through a whole battery of tests that really you need to take in order to find out what's going on in your body. And they are saying, well, we can just take your temperature, or we can do this or do that. Is there really a valid test for this, or are people so afraid that if their temperature increases by a few degrees, they say, oh, this person has it, and then they have to be locked down? So it's fear of something that is more dangerous than the thing itself. And people living in fear, oh, that's a terrible, terrible way to live. It's unpredictable. You don't know how people are going to act. Living in fear, as you mentioned earlier, can cause cancer. Living with stress can cause all kinds of diseases that you just never anticipated. Your body is not, your body is meant to be able to self-heal, to use the available energy to deal with emergencies or crises. But if you have 5 TV stations, a limited number of media outlets, and they are all producing this fear, it's going to create a lot of illness that is unnecessary. And I, of course, I know that, as Rahm Emanuel said, not to let you never let a serious crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before, as the tape indicated that you played. You can round people up. You can do just about anything. If you go out and round a bunch of people up because you say, oh, they have this COVID-19. Well, who's gonna say, oh, you can't do that because, well, but they can in this growing atmosphere of fear and stress and, gosh, it's terrible. And I don't think any of us anticipated this, or anticipated something as serious or as overriding as this has been.
No, exactly.
It's not just in this country.
Well, that was the point of the speech. You know, I only listened to it again earlier today, and I was like, I've forgotten when he said they're going to do it in, all around the world at the same time. Well, that's what we're seeing. And just as you pointed out then, Deanna, you know, if someone's going to come and get me, and then my neighbour's going to see, they're going to say, oh, we know he's got the coronavirus. And then, you know, the next thing is, oh, he died. And they're not going to sort of think twice to question it. You know, this is why it's so, and for people who are listening, you know, if they're after them, it's this same sort of situation. So we can't entertain the fear in the extent. I mean, I'm not here thinking about that. I think it's important to get the information out, because I think that when you reveal this information, it tends to stop them in their tracks. We know that what they've been doing over the last few years has been mass censorship that they've never done on this level before. And so obviously it means the likes of the work that you and I have been doing and many other good people in the alternative media has been having an effect. And so we just need to do more of the same and just get the message out there. This does look quite grave, what they've got in mind, but we've stopped them before, and I believe that we can stop them again. Deanna, we've only got about 30 seconds left. Can I hand over to you for a final comment?
Think of the word synchronicity. Why is this happening not just in this country, but all over? You have to realize that this is not this, whatever, whomever is doing this is synchronized so that it is happening worldwide. Who has the power to do this and to get this all going at one time? That's the question.
Thank you so much, Deanna. Excellent Thank information. You. And don't forget to tune in to Deanna tomorrow on Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And I want to thank all of you for listening. Have a good weekend. I'll be back with you next week. Until then, folks, bye for now.